The Sudanese government gave the go-ahead for the deployment of attack helicopters and more than 3,000 UN troops, police and other personnel to beef up the 7,000-strong African Union force in conflict-wracked Darfur. Sudan's UN ambassador and former Secretary General Ban Ki-moon in a letter that the government had approved the UN plan to send helicopter gunships, the last outstanding item in the UN's heavy support package for the AU force. Meanwhile, Deputy Secretary of State John Negroponte said today that Sudan needs to improve the humanitarian situation in Darfur, stop harassing aid workers and allow UN peacekeepers to deploy. Aid workers, meanwhile, have issued a public appeal for more aid, saying the humanitarian crisis is worse than ever. Deputy Director for Oxfam's Humanitarian Department is Jane Cockings. She spoke to us about the difficulties they're facing to provide aid to those in need.
Obviously, the political solutions which are underway at the moment are very, very important for the medium to long term. But if we don't increase the amount of humanitarian assistance that we are offering now, then even more people will die than have already done so in Darfur. Oxfam is delivering assistance to some of the 4 million people who are dependent on a daily basis for on humanitarian aid. In particular, we deliver water and sanitation to nearly 500,000 people every day. And despite our best efforts and those of other aid agencies, we are still not able to deliver enough. And that is why we are appealing to the public who have been so generous in the past to support us again so that we can improve the assistance that we are offering to people who are suffering desperately in Chad and Darfur at the moment.